We are joined by a defensive back for the Arizona Cardinals. How about this? 7 Pro Bowls in 7 seasons. 3-time first-team All-Pro. A Bednarik and Thorpe Award winner at LSU. The 5th pick overall in the 2011 draft. And the Cards open up against Washington Sunday, week 1 of the NFL season. Patrick Peterson is my guest. Patrick, great to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Jim? Good to be back.
Great to have you back, Patrick. Thanks so much. So you're entering your 8th season. You tell me, from the outside, it seems like you have not slowed down and you're still attacking it like you're a rookie. Does it feel that way to you?
It definitely feels that way. You know, for the most part, the body is in great shape. The mind is getting sharper, you know, as I get older, learning to put myself in better position now, especially in this scheme of defense that I'm able to play in now. So I definitely feel like I'm still 22 years old, but time is definitely not waiting on no one. I just want to continue doing the great things I've been doing to keep the body in tip-top shape.
Patrick Peterson joining us. You mentioned the defense and the way that's going. I'll get to that in a minute. You know, in terms of your approach, though, you've always been a leader on that team, but now that you're one of the longest tenured players on the team, how do you approach your role as a leader and leading from the front?
Well, you know, for the most part, I always wanted to lead by an example, by my play. Let that speak more than anything. But also, you know, just letting guys understand what it takes to not only be a great player, but how to be a pro. You know, because that's what helps you last in this league is doing all the little things correct and making sure that you're in tune with your body and getting the proper rest and things like that. So I lead guys in that way as well. So just, you know, just lead by an example and just teaching and showing guys how to keep their bodies in, you know, in the right shape so they can perform at its best level.
Arizona Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson joining us today. So, Patrick, the season also is a little bit different in the sense that you've got a new head coach in Steve Wilks. Now that you've had some time with him and his scheme, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Oh, man, I mean, we've been having a great time so far in preseason. I believe we're starting to build our identity by being some thieves and takers on defense. You know, we've been very stingy in the preseason. We want to carry that over into the regular season, but being able to spend time with Coach Wilks and just pick his brain here and there, just giving me nuggets here and there on how to be more aggressive on creating turnovers, how to punch the ball out, and things of that nature, putting my eyes in right positions. It's been phenomenal, and it's great to have a defensive-minded coach as a head coach because now you know, he can sneak in our room every once in a while and give us nuggets versus, you know, babysitting the offense.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, I understand this notion of being a thief and a taker, except if they don't throw your way, it's kind of hard to take anything from anybody. And I bring that up because, according to Pro Football Focus, you saw the fewest targets and allowed the fewest receptions of any corner last year. So do you take that as a sign of respect, or is it frustrating that opposing teams are not challenging you?
You know, at times it is frustrating. And, you know, at times I see it as respect, but, you know, I wanna have opportunity to make those plays. But if obviously if offenses don't feel it's in their best, you know, opportunity or the best wishes to come my way, they're not going to do it. So, you know, I wish I wasn't so good.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to just continue doing the things that, you know, to help my team be successful. Put my team in a position to win ball games because at the end of the day, our team goal is to get to the playoffs first and foremost, and lastly is to win a trophy. So whatever I can do to put a helping hand into that, I'm all for it.
Spending some time with Patrick Peterson this morning, you said earlier this summer that Josh Rosen, quote, blew my mind in his first week that you were practicing with him. Listen, that's really, really high praise coming from somebody like you. What was it about him, or is it about him, that makes him special?
Just the way he carries himself, he has a different zip on his ball. I mean, you can just tell that he was born to throw the pigskin. You know, just the way his motion is, the way he's able to read the field, the way he's able to put the ball in tight windows, as you guys were able to see as he put that on display against the Saints and the Chargers. I don't think he played against the Cowboys, but you can tell that the potential and the ability is there. You know, I just can't wait for his opportunity presents himself, to see what he's really going to do, because you can tell that he really cares about his game and really cares about, you know, being a great. And, you know, he's putting forward the work each and every day to do that.
We're talking to Patrick Peterson. You know, I love talking to you about the one-on-one matchups and the guys who challenge you the most. I could pick any number of guys. Doug Baldwin said something really interesting. He says he can't point to one thing that you do better than anything else, which makes you so tough because there's not a weakness that he can point to at all. So if I were to turn that thing around, if I were to ask you, Patrick, what do you think is the one thing that you do better than anybody else, something you really pride yourself on, how would you respond?
I'll probably say my press cut, my press technique. I really take pride in that, the part of the line of scrimmage, making sure I keep my shoulders square, disrupting the timing between the quarterback and the receiver. You know, most receivers have problems getting around a defensive back that's able to stay patient at the line of scrimmage and keep his shoulders square, almost like, you know, how Darrelle Revis had it in, you know, that 2006-2007 stint he had in Chicago with the Jets. And, you know, that Revis Island was created. You know, he was one of the more patient corners at the line of scrimmage. And you know, watching his game and, you know, seeing some of the things he did, I kind of wanted to put that in my game as well. So my press technique, I'd probably say the best in the league for sure.
All right, so having said that, because you've spent so much time in the league, what is it that separates the great players from everybody else? I mean, is it technique, is it talent, or is it preparation?
I think it's a little bit of all three. And obviously you have to be able to, you know, be durable, be able, you know, to be on the field, you know, when it's time to play. You know, you don't want to be, you know, on the sideline or, you know, in street clothes on a Sunday. You know, obviously you want to do whatever you need to do to make sure you're there for your team. And obviously preparation is a big component in it. Athletic ability, talent, all that stuff, you know, combined into one makes a great defensive back. And, you know, it's a lot of us out there now. We just have to make sure that who can sustain that level of greatness for the longest.
So let me ask a couple of really quick things before I let you go. In terms of sustaining that greatness, how much then, Patrick, is the ring the thing for you? In other words, is it enough to keep having amazing seasons like you're having, or do you feel like there's going to be some unfinished business if you don't get a Super Bowl ring before you're done?
I definitely would think it's some unfinished business, you know, if I don't win the ultimate goal, and that's the Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, I understand that's a team goal. You know, that's a team achievement. I'm sorry. And at the end of the day, that means our team wasn't good enough to win the Super Bowl, you know. And I want to make sure I do whatever. I leave it all on the field, leave it all in the meeting room, leave it all on the practice field to make sure that we don't short ourselves. That's the beauty of the game, is making sure you do whatever you need to do to put yourself in position to get there, you know. And if you don't, you want to keep fighting and keep trying to get there. And obviously, if you don't, you know you did everything that you could to put yourself in position. So there won't be no hard feelings. It will definitely be some unfinished business. But the product I put on the field on Sunday, so by me performing at a high level, me performing, putting those great seasons together, that's what matters the most to me. But because that ultimately drives into the team goal and drives into the team success.
All right, so let me go full circle on you. You mentioned the defense, the way it's played right now, and the way the game is called. If we take a step back and we look at the league as a whole, the quarterbacks obviously are getting some really big contracts, and it's only now that guys like Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack are getting paid as well. Overall, though, if you look at the way the money's being doled out, the quarterbacks are getting a whole lot more than elite defensive players. Do you feel like defense then is being devalued in the league?
I think, man, Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack definitely just raised the value of a defensive player. You know, it was a wave. It was a point to where, you know, where when I signed, it was, you know, 48. The next thing you know, Von came and signed for, you know, I think it was 60-something mil guaranteed. And J.J. Watt, and the number's just going to continue to get higher and higher. So I believe the value of the defensive players is definitely getting there. because these two young fellas that just signed this, these latest deals for defensive players have been unbelievable. So it's only going to be a matter of time when you continue to see, you know, major deals continue to get passed out on the defensive side as well.
As I mentioned, 7 Pro Bowls in 7 seasons and a 3-time first-team All-Pro. Arizona opening up against Washington on Sunday. Patrick Peterson, my guest. Patrick, I really appreciate the long visit. Great to have you back. Thanks so much.
No problem, man. Also, if you guys haven't noticed, man, we just changed our stadium name to State Farm. So State Farm is going to be rocking now. And like the slogan, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you brought that up really quickly. It's Tuesday of week 1. How are you feeling right now, and how fired up are you to run out on the newly named State Farm Stadium Sunday?
Man, I can't wait. I'm actually heading into the facility right now to get me on a light workout in, but can't wait to run out in front of our fans. We always have the amazing fans. We have the best fans in the NFL now that we have the newly named stadium, State Farm. It's going to be even more incredible. By leading the league in false starts, fans are just going to, and now adding this element with that red and white to the red sea is just going to be unbelievable. So can't wait to run out Sunday.
You got it. Glad you brought that up. Patrick, nice to have you back, man. Have a great weekend. We'll look forward to this weekend.
Bye, Jim. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, you have a great day. Patrick, thank you very much. Patrick Peterson, what a pro. 7 Pro Bowls in 7 seasons, 3-time first-team All-Pro, Bednarik and Thorpe Award winner at LSU, and the 5th pick overall and still playing at such a high level.